Hey, look at him. Those jokers across the street think the youths want to bop for apples. They can't compete with us. We got games of chance, games of skill, and a bunch of free candy. Hell yeah. Hey, I appreciate you helping me decorate. I don't quite have the touch for that sort of thing. You saw me struggling with the fake spider webs. I looked like a walking cotton swab before you got here to help. No? No, that's not a good idea for a costume. Can you imagine? Here, let me clean your ears. Ooh, hygiene. Hey, seriously though, thanks for coming out. We make a hell of a Halloween tag team. I haven't run a booth like this since I was a kid. Yeah, I know. The Candyman not participating in Halloween? That's a missed opportunity. Not to mention, it's about damn time I started participating in the, community events. If it wasn't for you, I'd probably still be cooped up and bitter. For real. You got me out of my candy-coated shell. Now my sweet, ooey-gooey center is spilling out all over the place. Yeah, I guess that sounds... You know what I mean. Quit giggling. Yeah. Yeah, keep it up, and I ain't gonna be the only one getting ooey and gooey, you goof. Nah, that ain't a threat. It's a promise. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, kid. One handful of candy. Don't get greedy. If you're gonna try to bamboozle me, at least go through the trouble of changing costumes and coming back. Yeah, that is a good idea, right? Come on, I'm dropping jewels here. Step your game up. Little rascal. Nah, I ain't worried about him. I'm teaching street smarts and getting rid of old candy. He gets cavities. I don't have to throw away unsold product. Sounds like a winning combination to me. So what's up? You want a drink? A snack? We got some of my personal favorite spooky-themed sodas, like Mountain Dew Pitch Black. You ever had this stuff? It don't really taste like it used to, but you can't go wrong with nostalgia. But I also have some of this Ecto Cooler Punch, which I have spiked. Just a heads up. Now, in regards to snacks, things aren't quite as great. I burnt these cookies, but I put a lot of icing on them. Sort of like making a mistake, then buying somebody a gift to make up for it. Like, it still tastes like a burnt cookie or a broken marriage, but the icing doesn't suck. I also got one of these sweet hot dog carousels down at the flea market, and I even cleaned it before plopping these doggies on there. Now, it only really gets them to room temperature, but if you're at a point in your life where you're eating carnival hot dogs, are you really gonna care? Hell no! Yo, can you believe that the year is almost over? It went by so fast, but like, so much has changed. It feels like ever since I met you, more people have been accepting me. I don't really get as many glares or... I mean, some people even wave at me now. It makes me wonder if maybe... I don't know. Maybe a lot of what I thought was people being jerks was actually just me projecting my fears. Which... I don't really want to think about how much time I've been holding myself back, if that's the case. But one way or another, you know, I'm moving past it. And you played a big part in that. Halloween hasn't always been a special occasion for me. You'd think it'd be my jam because candy and cool weather and good times, but that's really not the case. Back in the day, I was real sweet on this one cutie, and I was supposed to come over and help her hand out candy. She knew I was coming, and when I get there, she's making out with a homie of mine. Just all casual-like. And it wasn't like it was any sort of mystery how I felt about her. So, you know, yeah, that sucked. Kinda ruined Halloween for me for a while. And then it just turned into me trying to be alone and not deal with these people. But now it's fine. I mean, it's more than fine. It's fun. Sorry, I talk too damn much. Yeah, you're just being nice. Let's change the subject. Hit me with your controversial candy opinions. Candy corn? Alright, so here's the deal. Have you ever really liked a certain food, but then one bad experience sort of ruins the whole thing? Yeah. I must have been like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years old, and I was at this corn maze. And at the end, there was this big-ass thing of candy corn. And while I was waiting for my folks to come through the maze, I must have stuffed my face with, like, a couple of handfuls at least. So finally, they get out, and we're heading home, and whoops! I start spewing candy corn like that chick spews pea soup in The Exorcist. No lie. Just right there in the car, all over myself, the back seat, my pop's coat. So, yeah, now I can't really eat candy corn or I get sick all over again. Alright, okay, sorry, that was gross. My bad. Another change of topic then. Listen, I was thinking that, after we wrap up things here, maybe you'd like to go on a little walk with me. maybe up where we first met. Where you stumbled across me being all shady and totally bought that neighborhood watch line. Yeah? Alright, cool. Sounds like a plan. Are you cold? I can go grab one of my jackets for you. How does that sound? Yeah? I'll go grab one for you. And don't let that rascal snatch any more candy unless he shows up wearing his buddy's mask, okay? I'll be right back.